Good Monday morning, my friends, and thank you for once again allowing me to come into your homes as we begin this day together reading God's Word. Today we're in Mark chapter 10. Here children are brought to Jesus and they're blessed by Him. An encounter with a rich man provides Jesus with an opportunity to teach His followers about the cost of discipleship. The reading concludes with Jesus speaking about His death for the third time. So let's begin reading Mark chapter 10, beginning at verse 13. Some people brought children to Jesus for Him to place His hands on them, but the disciples scolded the people. When Jesus noticed this, He was angry and said to His disciples, "Let the children come to Me, and do not stop them, because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I assure you that whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." Then He took the children in His arms and He placed His hands on each of them and blessed them. As Jesus was starting on His way again, a man ran up, knelt down before Him and asked Him, "Good teacher, what must I do to receive eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus asked him. "No one except God is good. Why? You know what the commandments say. Do not commit murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not accuse anyone falsely. Do not cheat. Respect your father and your mother." "Teacher," the man said, "ever since I was young, I've obeyed all these commandments." Jesus looked straight at him with love and He said, "You need only one thing. Go and sell all that you have and give the money to the poor, and you will have riches in heaven. Then come and follow Me." When the man heard this, gloom spread over his face, and he went away sad, because he was very rich. Jesus looked around at His disciples and said to them, "How hard it will be for rich people to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were shocked at these words, but Jesus went on to say, "My children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is much harder for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God than for a camel to go through the eye of a needle." At this, the disciples were completely amazed and asked one another, "Oh, who then can be saved?" And Jesus looked straight at them and answered, "This is impossible for human beings, but not for God. Everything is possible for God." Then Peter spoke up, "Look, we have left everything and followed You." "Yes," Jesus said to them, "and I tell you that those who leave home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for Me and for the gospel will receive much more in this present age. They will receive 100 times more houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, and persecutions as well. And in the age to come, they will receive eternal life. But many who are now first will be last, and many who are now last will be first." And Jesus and His disciples were now on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going ahead of the disciples, who were filled with alarm. The people who followed behind were afraid. Once again, Jesus took the 12 disciples aside and spoke of the things that were going to happen to Him. "Listen," He told them, "we're going up to Jerusalem, where the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn Him to death and hand Him over to the Gentiles, who will make fun of Him, spit on Him, whip Him, and kill Him. But 3 days later, He will rise to life." And today's key verse is Mark chapter 10, verse 15, where Jesus said, "I assure you that whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." You know, beloved, when I read this passage of Scripture, and I got thinking, wow, you know, the eye of a needle, how infinitely small that must be, just the eye of a sewing needle, and it would be impossible for a whole big old hairy camel to enter in through the eye of a needle. But, of course, Jesus was speaking that. All the disciples there understood what He was saying, because in each city where the disciples and Jesus visited, there was a wall around that city. And each wall had a gate in it. And each gate was a huge gate, maybe 15, 20 feet high, 20, 30 feet wide, and would open up on great big hinges. But at dusk, they would close those gates. That way, bands of robbers could not get in. However, each one of these gates had a little door. I mean, just a little door, maybe about 4.5 feet tall and, you know, a couple feet wide. And this little door was called the Eye of the Needle. And so if somebody were to arrive after the gates were closed, before he could get his camel through that little door, he would have to remove all of the treasures, all of the merchandise, everything that that camel was carrying, and that camel would have to get down on its knees and crawl through that little door. And that's why Jesus said it's easier for the camel to get through the needle's eye than a rich man. Basically, you have to divest yourself of all your riches, everything that's important to you on this earth, get down on your knees and humbly crawl through that needle's eye. What a beautiful picture. It's not what we have to offer God. It's all about His precious call to repentance in our lives. Amen. Let's pray. Loving God, grant me a childlike faith, totally trusting in You. I yield my life to You. May Your kingdom come, Lord. Amen. All right. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to an end. Join me tomorrow, where we will be in Luke chapter 10, where two disciples approach Jesus with a request, and Jesus heals a blind man. Until tomorrow then, may God's richest blessings be yours.